Looks like you need a vacation. Enter the 5-Hour Energy Where Will the Tide Take You sweepstakes. You could win a $10,000 dream beach vacation. Imagine jet setting off to a tropical paradise, having fun in the sun, or diving at a gorgeous reef. It's up to you. No purchase necessary. Go to 5hetide.com for official rules and to enter. That's 5hetide.com. Enter today. Ends June 30th, 2024.
Support for the Boner Planet Podcast is presented by
Dead Downwind, Tinks, Shadowhunter Blinds, Burris Optics, Dead Ringer, The Grind, Bomar Archery, Element Outdoors, Reveal Cellular Camera, HHA and HHA USA, Black Eagle Arrows,
Cobra Archery,
Camp Chef,
Novix Outdoors,
and caffeine support provided by Deer Camp Coffee.
All right, well, welcome, Turkey Part 2. This is the end. We thought there might be a lot more podcasts with this, but really it's turned into pretty much nothing conversation.
Well, we were hoping for some really good
stories.
Oh, it
was good to see you guys. We're out here.
Yeah, it was nice to see everybody. But, you know, we had a good time, but, you know, the turkeys, well, let's just say they didn't cooperate very well.
I don't know, man. Like, I feel like something with the weather always happens, right? Like, I don't want to blame it necessarily on the weather. We had some decent weather, but there was a lot of wind going on this week.
Still wind going on.
Yeah, and, but, I mean, I don't know. Maybe they don't move around as much. I can't say we didn't see anything. I mean, Isaac and I have been sitting around in the ground blind the last, three hunts. And we didn't see anything last night. Last night was kind of a bust, but this morning, man, just kind of like yesterday morning, we're walking up, getting in the ground blind, and all of a sudden, you know, you hear the turkeys roosting in the trees, and they kind of go down, and they run across the river on the other side of the river, and we're sitting there, like, kind of waiting for them to come back, and Isaac's calling for me, doing a good job, by the way. I mean, your calling is... it's not like the box call. You know what I mean? we had a little call battle earlier, and I'm gonna say he won. We're calling, and it was kind of cool because this deer comes up, right? This lone deer is a small little buck that comes out of the woods, and he's kind of looking around, goes down the hill, can't see him anymore. But then about, I don't know, 2 or 3 minutes later, he ends up jumping up right in front of us, like 15 yards right in front of us, and he's hanging out, chilling. And Isaac's calling. You could tell the buck, like, he was kind of responding to the calls himself. You know, like, he didn't make him nervous or anything like that.
Pretty sure we called him back in.
I think you did, because he went away for a little bit.
He kind of got nervous.
And then he starts calling again,
because there was
the
no
buck
sound.
Comes back in. And he's calling, and all of a sudden, like, I look to my left, and, like, so we're sitting on top of the hill, so we can't see down the bottom of it at all. We can only see the ridge line. I look over to my left, and this big blue and red head pops up above the hill.
15
and I'm
yards.
Like, I hit Isaac on the head, or on the leg, and I'm like, turkey. And he's like, he looks over and, like, looking at it, and the turkey takes like one or two steps, looks around, and then he just turns around and walks away. I'm like, dang it, man. So like 2 or 3 minutes goes by, probably a little bit less than that, and Isaac sees him. He come up the hill behind us, and he's calling, and they just don't care, man. They weren't responding to anything. They kind of circled around us on the backside. They did end up coming in 15 yards to my right, but I had no shot to my right, and they just kind of walked out, and that was it, man. That was our experiences. More they were pretty big toms. Like, I would have been happy to take either one of the toms that were there, but it just didn't happen for me today, you know. So
yeah,
it's the curse.
It is. It is.
It's been like that here the last couple of years, though. No response. So
Well, the thing that's funny is the
first. They're chasing him.
The first hunt, they responded. Like, he responded to me. The first hunt, it was goblin.
Yeah, but I mean, like, they're not interested in coming to check out the decoys.
And that was it, though. But there was no more responses. That was the last of it, was that morning. Was it Friday morning, I think. And so, let's see, we left off talking about, you know, our next hunt. So, we hunted two hunts. The first hunt would have been this morning, I believe, to where we left off, I think.
Yesterday morning was the first one. Then we did last night and tonight.
This is what we missed?
Yeah.
Okay, so I just saw the deer, realistically. Those nice couple deer came in. I feel a little drained, to be honest. Like, it's been windy here and tiring. Yeah. And you know, the wind is just so, like, fierce here that I forgot how fierce it is. It blew my tent over and took it down the runway, whatever.
It did. Like, you had to go
yours, too.
It.
So then today, Tim's was sideways enough. Yeah. You know, I said you guys set it up right where it fell.
You gotta get some stakes in your life.
Yeah, I understand. But when I put it down, there was no wind. I didn't notice. I didn't even think of it. Anyway.
But we hit on a wide open field, right? There's nothing. Problem is, there's nothing that blocks the wind. Yeah. So if you put your ground blind exposed, the wind's gonna take it. I mean, there's no doubt about it.
This is the west side of Michigan. There's a lot of wind here. Yeah. It's like the water effect comes off just from Chicago.
Gone.
But other than that, I mean, it's been a lot of fun. Tim's been going to town on cooking, so we're really excited for the Camp Chef thing to go through, because once we start getting the Camp Chefs, Tim's going to go ballistic.
Yeah, I'm excited.
He's already going
to
town here. He made us these amazing burritos today, breakfast burritos.
Yeah, they're well done. Really good.
Thank you.
And then tonight was I guess you call it chicken kebab without the kebab and without the rice.
Deconstructed chicken kebab.
Stickless kebab.
Yes.
In a burrito shell, which was actually really good.
Yeah,
no
chicken,
sides,
vegetables,
but it was
tomatoes,
good.
Seasoning.
We went out to eat a couple nights ago. Last night, maybe.
It was last night.
That was good. Yep. And then Isaac faked us out with some fake tequilas that are waters, which
you
was really
jerk, dude. I'm never going to get over you. We owe you for that one, by the way.
But so the funny part is Nopum.
I was excited to get a shot.
Nopum took his shot and realized it was water. So I said, well, I ain't doing mine because I can't do more than one, which is a true statement. And so because my first one was tequila. So Nopum grabs mine being like, oh, yeah, whatever, it's just water. I'll drink. I'm a man. He drinks it and it's tequila. He's like, ugh.
Yeah, so Isaac, first he goes up to the bar, gives us four shots. We all do it, you know, put down the tequila and all that stuff. And then, like, after dinner, Isaac goes back up there. And he comes back with four shots again. And I'm like, oh, at this point, like, I'm excited, man. I'm like, I want another shot of tequila. That's cool. Thanks, man. Appreciate it. And I do mine. And I suck the lime and everything like that. And Jamie gives me this weird look. And we didn't put it together until later. But Jamie gives this big this look like, what? And then Dave refuses to do his, right? And Jamie, being the man that he is, he's like, I'll do yours for you, Dave.
He just
downs it.
He downs it. Hardcore.
Like,
because
yeah.
I thought it was water.
So it wasn't until an hour later, these guys, like Jamie and Isaac, are joking around about water. I'm like, what are you talking about? Like, your shot was water. I'm like, it didn't taste like water. He's like, yeah, it was water. Like,
yeah,
I swear to God, it was tequila, and it wasn't.
I don't like tequila.
So we had like two shots of it was like a smorgasbord. We had like two shots of water, two shots of tequila, and nobody knew it was getting what.
And we got fried chicken, which was phenomenal.
Yeah. Good stuff.
Except for Isaac. He got chicken marsala, which was a big mistake because it was not.
It wasn't really chicken marsala, though.
It wasn't. Yeah. It wasn't what the description said it was going to be.
Yeah.
Different cook. Didn't know
it was noodles with chopped up chicken with a marsala sauce. It wasn't like a chicken breast with marsala on top. You know, like how you think a chicken marsala. So
they also did it to your Manhattan or whatever drink you.
Yeah,
did.
The old fashioned was. I don't even know what that concoction is that they made. It was not old fashioned.
So anyway, so when we were trying to find this restaurant, everything is jammed, like everything.
Yeah.
And so we're like, we go in, you know, everybody's limited seats too. So you go in there, it doesn't look that busy, but then they're like, oh, it's a 40-minute wait. We're like, what? So we kept jumping between different places to go.
We put our names in like four different restaurants.
We're like,
who's
going to
call
first?
So we end up going back to Jamie's truck and sitting there for about 20 minutes, and then we get the text message from the first place, like, we'll be there in 2 minutes, you know, and we walk in there. And I got to say, though, like, as much as I wanted maybe some of the menu at some of the other restaurants that we put our name in at, it ended up being a really good meal. That fried chicken was absolutely amazing.
Yeah.
So.
The wind, if you guys could probably hear that wind in my mic, but it's still roaring here. We're sitting inside the big garage, the hangar, and we got the door open. The wind's just doesn't stop here. Yeah. Just kicking right into here. Anyway, so what'd you guys do, like, when you're out there? Like, I watch a lot of TV, like, on my phone. Like, I literally, it was so boring.
I looked for turkeys.
I mean, we're not even looking at anything,
I tried to call turkeys.
My view.
Tried to film turkeys.
The view was the goal.
Tried to
just
shoot
grass.
Turkeys.
Yeah, you don't have that good of a view.
There's no view for me. So
because you're down a little bit on a hill,
so
too.
I put my phone on, like, a tripod, and it's, like, up with my camera so I can see, like, I can still look up really quickly to see around me and check. But I was watching, like, American history. I was watching World War II stuff. I learned about Tojo, one of the worst people ever in Japanese
Tojo.
Army in World War II. He was the leader of
the army.
I've
never heard of that name.
Yeah, he was the main guy.
It sounds like a dog's name.
You're thinking Toto.
Oh, yeah, Toto.
Yeah, this guy basically started controlling the Japanese army, and then he took over as prime minister and everything, just took the spots as he got bigger and bigger and more powerful as he did more things. But his whole business of war was shock and awe. And so, like, basically just be like a beast in everything you did, like mean, kill everybody.
Now, what era is this?
This is World War II.
World War II.
Yeah, okay. So anything he did with his army, the Japanese army, they were brutal to people. And in the basically, there's no surrender allowed. So even for them, so if
it was
you surrender,
thing, right?
Yeah, but if you surrendered, you're worse than any worse animal. That was the way they felt about it, especially even the enemy. Like, you're surrendering? And at one time, people surrender, they just shot them. Like, as soon as they show the white flag.
Yeah, that's crazy.
I mean, they were nuts, man. Like, total nutcases. Same with Nazis. I mean, they were nutcases.
Good things turkeys don't have guns, because they probably would have shot
them. Thank God.
Yeah. I kind of surrendered to them, you know, a little bit. I got a little discouraged there for a bit.
I learned about American history. That's what I kind of did during my
Yeah, Isaac and I chatted for a little while. We'd scroll through our phones, call some turkeys. I tried to take a nap. It didn't really work so well, you know, but
Turkeys did not respond.
I did get a tick today. That was fun.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I had one as soon as we sit down.
You had a tick too?
I jumped on my hand and I was just looking
at it. Oh, I thought you were joking, because that's exactly what happened to him.
Yeah, came
that's
right,
exactly what
right
happened
up
to
my
Isaac.
Hand.
Yeah, so I wore these pants out mushroom hunting that first day, and then I sprayed down with permethrin. So I don't know. This is my outfit today.
Yeah, that's the thing. We started off like full bore, or whatever. Yeah. And then by the end of this, since nothing was moving, we all ended up just going on our clothes.
Leaf jacket. Just,
I mean, the weather change that we had.
It got nice. It got
right? Yeah. I mean,
it's too hot.
We started off with like spring weather, 50s, 40 at night on the first day.
30 this morning though.
25.
Yeah, and then, but then, yeah, and then like
his truck said 25.
Yeah, yeah. So this morning we wake up, it's 25 degrees outside.
Like, what the
no
hell?
Wind. 25 degrees and no wind. And by the time we get done with the morning hunt, we come back, it's already up 25 degrees.
Yeah.
It was 50 degrees by the time we left the blind this morning.
Yeah.
Come back, wind picks up, sun comes out, and like we're sitting here, what, it's 65 at, you know, late at night. But it got up to like almost 75, 80 degrees today when that sun was out, man. That's what I'm saying. Like, this weather change that we've had, I don't know how much it affects turkey as much as it does deer, but
good question.
I'm going to blame it on that at least.
I like the part of turkey where I feel like it's a lot easier in the sense that, like, I can do more stuff like watch shows or wear dumb clothes that really have nothing to do with hunting.
Yeah.
Or drive my truck halfway and like park it more than halfway.
Well, the scent
75% of the way.
Right? I mean, the whole
scent. Some
thing.
Trees.
You don't need to worry about like descenting and all that kind of stuff either. I don't think. Maybe that was our problem.
No, they can't. Yeah.
Were you guys surprised how close I got tonight, or with the truck, or disappointed?
With where you parked, it was expected.
That's what you thought. That's what I was thinking.
We
talked about
not
it.
Not
expected. I would have went on this side of the runway because that turkey was in there.
I did that on purpose. I was hoping either to – I didn't want them to pop out and go left. But if they were left, I was screwed. I get what you're saying now. Yeah, so if they popped out, they weren't going to go right because my truck was there. Good point. I didn't
It was funny because it's like – every time you drove out there, your truck got closer and closer and closer.
I kept carrying less.
We were watching
less
you
and less.
When you went out tonight, and we saw you like basically pull up to your ground
truck.
Blind because you didn't know where it was at, and you rounded the corner and saw your ground blind,
okay.
And then backed up.
No, actually, I knew it was there. I just wanted to back into that spot. That's why. I thought I should go past it and park on the inside, shoe instead. And I was like, whatever.
Yeah. We did do some fun stuff today, though.
Yes, we had a lot of fun today. So that's the thing about this trip that, you know, yes, we didn't get turkey. That sucks. None of us, which is really unheard of that nobody got a shot, but whatever. It is what it is. It's hunting. But we did have great camaraderie. We had a lot of fun chatting tonight about old times and drinking and had great meals, and which is what a lot of it is all about. I mean, yeah. people yeah, forget for that sure. part of it. And you got to have that separation from your normal life. And then like Tim said earlier, he's like, you know, when I'm here a day or two, all of a sudden I really miss my family a lot, you know? And I'm like, yeah, that's normal. And that's a good thing because that helps you understand like that, how important they are to you when you're not around them. And it just really helps. So, yeah,
but you were also right when you said yes, but when you go home by 3 o'clock, you're ready for hunt camp.
Yeah. Right. They're like, hey dad. And then they go in the room and play video games. Yeah, I'm like, good to see you too.
Why did I even come back?
I'll be on the couch by 1 o'clock.
Like I thought, like you expect to like walk in the door, and, like everybody pamper you, like oh I miss you, and all they're like, hey,
like
dad.
If you're super sick or something. Like, yeah. Okay,
you guys got to go home and lace up your white New Balances and go go mow the yard.
Jerk.
You jerk.
I do.
Hey,
first of all, they're Dr. Scholl's.
Yes, and they're not lace ups. They're Velcro.
Guys, and by the way, I do have my Crocs on right now.
Yes. We filmed a ton of ballistics testing today, like too much. It took forever. We have so much footage. It's crazy. We had a lot of fun with it. Jamie threw a sword. It was pretty cool. We shot some BB guns. We took out we don't have the new reveal cameras on us, but we took out the ones we have from last year and put them back out.
Let's take a look.
See if there's a turkey. The new one launched
right
today,
by
actually.
His blind.
So if you're wondering what day it is that we're actually filming this, now you know.
There you go. We had it was fun though. We did some kind of funny skits as well.
We tried that.
We'll post.
We'll see how that goes. Yeah.
It'll be good. And we started writing down all the advice that we would give new hunters, and we'll start probably sharing that too.
Yeah, it's really important advice.
It'll be good. So,
if you guys got good advice, go ahead and comment, put that down there, so we can look at it and maybe see if that could be into that show. You never know; it might work out.
I'll tell you. Well, I will say like. When you talk to an old timer, right? They have like that one thing that they do that's like better than everybody else, right? And that's the kind of stuff we want to share, is like that one thing that's going to make you the great hunter.
Yeah.
You know, so it'll be kind of fun and funny.
Yeah.
But I don't know, man. I just had a good we didn't really hunt tonight. Right, we went out a little bit later.
A couple hours.
Yeah, a couple hours. We came back before it was dark out, you know, and all that kind of stuff. But I had a lot of fun just kind of not having the stress that you have during deer season.
Yeah, deer season's very stressful.
You know what I mean?
I feel like it's a lot different than this. It's just so much more like military, right? Like you wake up early
every
day.
It's a regimen.
You get out there, you can't move. You're in that stand, and you are not moving. Yep. You know, like, especially with bow hunting, you're not moving, like, until you see them first. I mean, that's
like,
the point.
I think we should make our wives come out and do this, right? Because when I get home from that.
What is wrong?
Listen,
you want your wives here?
No, just
forget
listen.
Deer camp. BHB's over, people. We're out.
We just to experience what deer hunting is, right? Because when you get home, what's the first thing?
Oh, you had your vacation.
Oh, yeah. You didn't do anything.
Yeah.
You're just
burned. Especially if I didn't get one after that long week in November, I'm burned out. Like, I just want to relax.
Take mine with me and let her freeze. And then she realizes it's not just.
It's crazy. Yeah.
No, but
especially
you're right,
the way
though.
We work.
It is. Like,
if I haven't got a deer, I don't miss a sit.
There's a certain pressure you feel. Not because we do this, by the way. I mean, it has nothing to do with bow hunter planning.
It does, though. That's what I was going to say. Yeah, I was just going to say that.
Kinda.
It has a lot to do with it because we're working all day. We don't sit down.
Yeah,
we
that
spent,
is true.
We spent – we didn't – every okay, so if you go hunt a normal hunt, you come in, you have breakfast, you sit down, take a nap. You can watch TV. You don't really do
anything.
Yeah,
you're right.
But not us. We're out there working, doing what we're supposed to do. We have so much business we owe people. We have to do all these pictures and videos, and it's great. We love doing it, but I'm saying – it wears you out. Like, that does not give you time to recoup.
I'll tell you, one of the things that wear me out the most during deer season is that you can never get warm.
Oh,
deer.
That's the worst feeling.
Never.
I want
to – like, you go out from a cold morning to back where you're supposed to be comfortable, right? You can warm up a little bit, and Jamie's like, don't touch that thermostat. What are you doing?
Did you move that
turn
degree?
Turn it up above 58 degrees. Because
here's the story. You know, Isaac and I.
My throat's going to be dry in the morning if you turn that off.
I did experience that. That was horrible.
So listen, we had a talk in the car, and we're just going to bring it out in the open about city folk. And we talk about how the difference between how we grew up, how you guys practice.
True story. I know, I see your line.
I'm like, because for me, it's like, oh, it's 50 degrees in here.
Are we drawing a line right now?
Yeah.
Like, your city, you versus us?
Your city.
I feel like this is racist.
I'll be honest. I didn't ever.
But no, it's just like, we're just talking about like the different things. Like, you know, you asked us, like, what do you do out here? Right?
Yeah. I mean, is that a stupid question?
You know what I mean? Like, growing up, I didn't even think about it like that. I was always doing something.
Yeah, so to tell that story a little bit, I'm sitting here, you know, we're in a pretty small town. I mean, it's not a big town. There's not much around. And I'm just sitting here going, like, what did you do growing up? You know, like, what do you do for fun out here?
Yeah.
Like, we had so much stuff.
Playing in the woods and playing bass and sports.
I was in the woods every single day.
Yeah.
Like, literally. I still am.
That hasn't changed.
Forts, I'm in the climbing trees.
But that could be the difference in the cold thing, too, is still to this day, I mean, I hunt 150 days a year probably. I'm in the woods every day, and I am so used to that. Now I came from hunting turkeys in Indiana where it was warm to 25 degrees in Michigan, so that was a little tough.
Yeah.
But I guess I'm used to it.
I was thankful this morning, though, that even though it was 25 degrees, there was zero wind.
Wow.
Right? Because it's the wind that freaking kills you when it's cold out. Those Element gloves that we wore, they got that leather lining in it. For some reason, like 25 degrees, they were warm because that, like, once that leather warmed up to like your hand temperature, like, I didn't feel cold at all. I think it was pretty impressive.
That's probably the reason you were cold deer hunting, because you wasn't wearing Element.
That's probably true.
I want to say a special shout out and thank you to our friends at Mr. Heater, because if I didn't have my Mr. Heater today, I would have been in pain.
Yeah.
And I luckily had it. It was in the trailer, and because Jamie brought it at the end of the year last year for me. And I went in there, and there was a half a tank of gas, and that's it. And I went out, and I told these guys, I'm like, there's a half tank left. I'm good. I only need a couple hours of this.
Well,
you
left like 30 cans out there. So
well, he said
I'm
he
sure
wanted to
throw
them out. So
I'm sure there's some left.
I kept putting them in the corners.
Yeah.
They were piled up out there.
Well, I refill them, dude. I, my old age, like, I don't like going out and buying like $5 tanks of 1 pound propane. I figured out I can refill them myself. So I'll take all the propane tanks you can give me, man.
Yeah,
I'll refill
so
those for cheap.
That's a good idea, though. I'm old.
So.
Although I prefer just to use the big white tank out there and think about
that
it.
That was the thing, though. Like, if it was deer season, I probably would have been cold and I want to. But I think it's a different mentality. The different mentality is it's spring, so it's going to get warmer, right? When it's fall time, there's just no hope. It's like it's going to go down. The later you get in the season, the colder it's going to get. I think you just have a different sense about it when it's springtime. So it's 25 degrees in the morning, but I know it's going to be 50, 60, 70 degrees today, so I just have to outlast it. Where when it's deer season, it's 25 degrees, it's probably not getting above 35.
Yeah.
You know, so you're just constantly cold. It's just a different mentality.
I think I think turkey's a lot of fun. I really do enjoy it. It's just a different kind of honey. It's more relaxed.
Yeah.
But I love deer hunting. Like, there's a huge difference between deer hunting and turkey hunting. Turkey hunting's cool. Don't get me wrong. I like it. I like when they call back. I like when they come in. But something about deer, and I don't know what it is, but, like, it is just so strategic. And I love, like, putting up a hanging stand and, like, hunting that hanging stand. I love that. Like, I love getting in the woods and finding those spots. And, like, that spot that by the bowl that I was hunting, that you hunt sometimes, I hunt, that cutoff one, I love that spot. Like, you're in the middle of the woods. And the one night I was there, I came here, it was like a Wednesday night, and there was a rut just starting. And I literally, I'm sitting there, and there's deer all over me. There's bucks chasing does. I mean, they're going all underneath me, and it was so exciting. And I called these guys. I'm like, the rut is on. Next thing, they're all here the next day, like, right away, and Jamie shoots a buck the next night. I mean – It was going down.
I think part of it is the game, right? Deer are so much more, mythical isn't the right way to put it, but they're so much more like...
Ghost-like.
Yeah, like,
well,
like
they don't gobble.
Birds are birds. Birds act like birds. You know, they respond. Like, it's very easy to figure out turkey. Are they breeding? Are they not? But when it comes to deer, dude, like, there's so many things that can screw it up. And, like, when you see one and it's at a distance that you can shoot, you feel like one.
Even a doe, I feel
like
that
honestly,
way.
The only real hard thing about turkey, especially with a bow, is hitting it.
Yeah. That's true, too, but if you even get the chance.
You know what I'm saying? Yeah. Like, I mean,
if a turkey's responding.
This is your target wherever.
I feel like if a turkey's responding, your money.
Like, turkeys like come deer, out with decoys, right? You put a decoy out, you start calling, they get pissed, they see it. You can't
deer,
do that
like,
deer,
it's like,
you know?
You can't move. You can't smell like anything.
Bad.
You can't. It's just
you can't, yeah. No sound.
Oh, man, dude. Talking about smelling, I gave Isaac a present this morning in the ground.
Yeah. Welcome to Tim's
cameraman. That's the problem with sitting with somebody.
If we ever had to hire Tim a cameraman for some reason, we'd have to pay him, like, $250,000.
We have to rehire a guy every time.
I can't do this anymore.
This is no.
I'm only going to tree stand for now.
I basically took Detroit straight to the mouth.
Oh, God.
It was that fried chicken last night, man. That's
you gave him the shot. The shot's what stirred it up.
I ate all that chicken.
The chicken was good.
I did, too. I poured that buffalo sauce all over it, too. It was great.
Dude, I put we had this fried chicken, right? The chicken came out super hot. Then I put Tabasco on it, and I took a bite. And what happened was it was hot on hot, and it, like, literally it felt like my mouth was burned. Yeah. So the rest of the time I'm eating it, I'm like, it was burning, like, when I was trying to eat stuff. And I'm actually pretty
But you
good
had the
hot.
Best spread. Like, you got the fried chicken, then you got to pick two sides. And your two sides were, like, it was like a classic thing. It was like a classic, good, like, Thanksgiving-y, like,
dude,
chicken and vegetables,
zucchini,
and mashed potatoes
and veggies
type
in
of
the
dinner.
Mash with, oh, the mash was phenomenal. It was so
I messed
good.
Up on mine. I
you
went fried
up.
And
fries
fried.
Fries are a waste.
Yeah, it was.
No point in fries. You get fries at McDonald's. Yeah.
No, you're right.
Like, you got to get the
mac
homemade.
And cheese is okay.
That
the mac
good.
And cheese was okay, yeah.
The coleslaw was really good.
I heard that looked good, too. I actually wish I could have got a third and got the coleslaw.
You know it was good? That French onion dip.
Oof.
That French onion dip that they made.
That is good.
It's so good, man. Homemade French onion dip, you can't beat
it's just
it.
Funny. Is that joint used to be, like, where's the – I think it's where the Pizza Hut's at. It's called the Chicken Coop in the 80s growing up.
It was just fried chicken?
That's all it was. And then that
like
this,
Chicken Shack.
Somebody in this family, because it's the same family, bought this place and then got the recipe from probably their grandparents or whatever. Now it's
well, they
back.
Do it right, man. Like it's I haven't had again. I haven't had a good fried chicken in a long time. Like usually you get it
Chick-fil-A
like soggy and like all, I'm not a big fan, man.
I know. We talked about this. You like the Wendy's honey?
I don't like Chick-fil-A is good, but it's not like
don't you, talk,
not,
don't you
a,
talk bad about Chick-fil-A.
I'm not
the,
a, I'm,
the
listen,
Popeye's spicy.
Here's my chicken.
Popeye's is nothing. Chick-fil-A
here's my
is
thing.
The best.
Now, I'm gonna say
Chick-fil-A
this out loud.
Got the best breakfast though.
Somebody that gives me breaded chicken on bread has their crap backwards. Like, yeah, I don't want breaded chicken on bread. Give me a grilled chicken on bread. And I get they do that, too.
You got to get the deluxe.
But I also don't want to pay $11 for
a
chicken sandwich.
You have a Chick-fil-A at home? Mm-hmm. See, I think – how long have you guys had the Chick-fil-A?
Well, I mean, we have one just in the town to the north of us.
I mean, how long has it been there?
Years.
Yeah, see, we just got them in Michigan finally. So I always go to them, but it was when I'm in Florida. If I ever go to Florida, which I go once a year – generally, my wife's always like, "Gotta go Chick-fil-A, gotta go Chick-fil-A." She loves the mini breakfast, like mini.
My wife
does
too.
Chicken sandwiches.
The little ones. They're not sandwiches. Yep. Yeah, they're tiny, like this big, and she puts honey on them. Whatever. You know?
My kids love the waffle fries, and I'm cool. Like I'm cool. You like it? That's cool. This is just me. I know we're gonna get a whole bunch of hate comments because I said I don't like Chick-fil-A.
Yeah. Oh, I love it, but I mean, I like a
I
lot.
I just
of
don't.
Other things.
You know.
I like Popeyes too.
Popeyes chicken sandwich.
That's legit.
You got the like, cheapest food in the world, and you
better.
Want to charge $11 for it.
That's
my
the bomb.
Problem.
You heard it here first. Popeye's chicken sandwich
the
better
bomb.
Than Chick-fil-A.
Oh,
easy
we
little
got a
Nikki.
Challenge. You know what? I'm going to say this too. I'm going to say this too, and I think I don't know if you try. I think you tried
yes,
it after
it was
I
great.
Said it. But the
no,
Wendy's.
No. Shh. We are going to buy them all and have no boom. Taste test them all. Don't say anything about anything or where it is or what it is. That way, we'll cut them too in like cubes, so he has to eat the cube,
like
not
it.
The whole sandwich.
I like
won't
it.
Be able to tell
but we have to have two categories: one like a lunch sandwich and one a breakfast.
Fair.
Sandwich.
Have you had the Chick-fil-A nuggets?
Yeah. No, it's all.
Oh,
they're
yeah,
awesome.
They're great.
I'm just talking about.
See,
like,
now
oh,
maybe I
thought.
Can do that.
It's
like, I've
Chick-fil-A
only ever
guy.
Had. I've had Chick-fil-A twice, and I've had like. You know, the regular
the
chicken fried sandwich or whatever.
Where'd you have
I'm
it
just
at?
Like, I'm just, I'm, what?
Where'd you have it at?
One, both time, no, one time was at an airport.
Yeah, Detroit airport probably.
I want to say Atlanta or something.
Oh,
but it doesn't
yeah,
matter.
It doesn't matter. Yeah, they all have them.
So one was at an airport, and the other one was when we were on vacation coming back up. We were hungry, driving for like 6 hours, and we saw a sign for Chick-fil-A, and we're like, and we found out, like, for some reason, I don't know why I've only had it twice, but my kids never had it either, and they're like, I want to try it, you know, because there's a big hype about it.
Yeah.
And so we went there, and they loved it. Absolutely loved it.
I'll tell you guys one thing. I love it, too. But
this is all great, but none of this compares to Bojangles.
No.
Ooh, Bojangles.
Bojangles.
I'm a big Waffle House guy.
That puts the same thought in my mind as what Tim did to me in the blind this morning.
I know.
Well, I'm not going to lie. Listen, what about the Zaxby's place? That's pretty good.
Hold on, Isaac. Honestly, you have to clarify that statement a little bit.
Listen, I was kidding about Bojangles. That was nasty. I went to
one. No, where was – I went to one at, like, by – I think by the in Anniston or something like that.
Yeah, I was down south somewhere. I went to it. Was bad. Ugh. And then I'm trying to think what else. I know what I was going to say.
Oh,
so,
go ahead. Got to finish the story. So we're in there, like, and it's just in the middle of nowhere. And they ran out of trays. This lady for the guy next to me's order reached up, grabbed this tray, and it was covered in. Just kind of wiped it off, threw it on the counter for him. I'm like,
oh, gross.
We sat down. I go, we're getting dysentery, bud. Just heads up.
Oh,
at Bojangles?
Yeah.
Oh,
I'll never eat there again.
You don't really hear much about them anymore, though. Like when we were kids and we used to like road trip it for vacations with parents and all that stuff, you'd see them everywhere.
Yeah. We were so excited when she and I and the kids went there, like out of nowhere. I don't know where we were, in North Carolina or something like that. Anyway, we're so excited about it, and we go there, we're like, oh, this is Bojangles? It seems like Chick-fil-A. You know, we're thinking it was like Chick-fil-A. It was like nothing like that. Yeah. Like, and it was nasty.
My kids love the Waffle House because it's like that old diner.
Yeah.
You know, you go in there, and they're like, they you see the signs everywhere. We're on road trips all the time down south and all that stuff. And they're like, you guys want to go to breakfast? Like, yeah, where do you want to go? They're like, Waffle House. I'm like, all right, cool. So, I probably hadn't been there in like 15 years.
I don't think
I've
ever been there.
And you walk in, it's like an old school diner. Like you remember Comet Burger?
Yeah.
So it's kind of like that, where you have the counter and you have the seats right at the counter, and then you have like little tables and stuff behind it. And so we sat at the counter, and they thought it was so cool that like you could order and watch them cook right behind the counter. You know, like that's my food. And like it was, they had a good time, and it was good.
I think
it was
Waffle House is made for like 3 a.m.
4 or 5 a.m. Yeah.
Kind of like Nashville.
I don't
Island.
Think I've been in a Waffle House before. Midnight.
Yeah. Really? We were there for breakfast. Like, we were there at, like,
I didn't know they'd twice. Actually open, like, during breakfast hours.
It's waffles.
It's
waffles.
Most of the people I see in there, I don't think are ever awake during breakfast hours.
Now, see, this is where they get it right, in the city, because when these guys
eat breakfast when it's breakfast time?
No, after a night of drinking, they go to National Coney Island.
We go to National Coney Island.
That was always our thing. Yeah, you're right.
White Castle.
I didn't know that until I moved there.
National and White Castle. Those are the two.
Could you imagine being in a blind with him after White Castle?
Yes.
Imagine being in a hotel room with him.
After Buffalo Wild Wings.
And that burger box sat there all night. Worst decision of my life.
At my work, they had this big thing. I don't know how it started. It started before I got there. But, like, whenever somebody left, like, took another job or, like, was quitting, but, like, on good terms and stuff like that, they would throw their own going away party, and they bring food in. And every time they would bring White Castles for breakfast. That was the big thing.
A guy did that.
White Castles for breakfast.
At work.
And I thought it was the weirdest thing until you're eating a White Castle at 9 o'clock in the morning. You're like, actually, this is pretty good.
Yep. It happened to me at a couple different companies I worked at, in fact. And then Crawl started bringing them to the last company I worked at. And he was doing it, too, on random Fridays.
I did that when I got promoted. And when I did it, like, you could order it online. So I went online at, like, 12 o'clock that night, and I ordered it. And my phone was ringing it because I was picking it up at like 6:15 on my way into work. And my phone was ringing at like 5:30 in the morning. And they're like, I just wanted to make sure that you were right on this order. You want 3 Crave cases and to be ready at 6 in the morning, not at night. And I'm like, yeah. And they're like, okay, well, I'm ready for you.
That's hilarious.
It was too funny though, man.
Breakfast of champions.
Yeah. But I don't know, man. I've had fun this weekend.
Yeah, that was good.
Yeah, I want to thank you guys for
thank you
being
for
chill.
Cooking.
You know what I mean? Like, it's not often you can get together with guys and just kind of hang out and chill and do whatever. So.
Need to, man.
Appreciate
That's
it.
That's what keeps you going. That's what keeps you going all year, really.
It really is. You need
Looking
to. You need
forward
to break
to stuff
it up
like that.
plot our next moves, right? Our next,
had a
our next
pretty
moves
crazy
are,
4 months, so it's nice to do something like this.
Yeah.
I love the I like the content creation side of it. That's just what I've always liked. So to do all that stuff today was amazing, and
yeah, that's what
seeing
I
all those broadheads
to.
Hit like that, like I was just like, wow! Like, and at the end of it, we got like all those heads in there. I'm just like blown away when I look at it and think, dang, like this is like really cool. It's like something you don't see every day. You know, it's like, man, how many times you see like fucking 20 broadheads in
yeah.
a ballistic
and not very yeah. many people could actually do that. I mean, that yeah. would to be able to go out and buy a pack of.
Yeah. I mean,
30 different broadheads.
Yeah, 30 different broadheads or something. You guys shot
a lot
through that.
The ballistics gel alone is going to cost a lot. And it's just most people won't ever actually see the difference in all those different.
There was a stark difference, though.
Some of them were pretty amazing.
I'm not going to lie to you guys. Like, this one blew me away, but the executioner broadhead still today is a dominant broadhead.
It
in
blew
that penetration.
Through that ballistics gel.
Yeah, that was incredible. And how sharp that
thing is. I've always loved them, man.
Those are supposed to be coming to us.
That, oh my gosh, dude. That and the missile.
Yeah.
The
holy crap, dude. If you guys have not seen the missile broadhead, you guys, we're going to post it soon. So keep looking for it if it's not out there yet. But you have to check out
the missile.
I'm not
going to lie to you guys. I don't think you can actually purchase the missile. I don't think it's any more around.
Well, we got
to
use it.
You got to check out the test that we did.
Correct.
Freaking crazy.
Missile.
We can sell the used one. You can resharpen it anyway. You can sell it
like,
for like
yeah, where you is can. That? Yeah, they have their own sharpener right on the package.
I don't know where
$1,500 maybe.
It's here. I just saw it. It's on the table.
The broadhead's in the truck, but yeah, I didn't have the little container.
Yeah, sharpening and reshoot the missile. But listen, it's kind of like that. We just watched a video on some guy who shot an AR. No, I'm sorry. He shot a 50 count and blew up. Oh. It was too hot of a round. This missile's too hot of a round. I mean, it was crazy.
It was freaking
almost
ridiculous.
Lost my bow, I think.
The missile.
The recoil was outstanding.
Let's just say no blue fell over. I mean, how's that possible? But we got that kind of recoil, the missile.
Nobody would have thought. No, I wish they were around, man. I'd
got the reveals up and going again. That's kind of exciting because start seeing some picks come through. Yeah. And, you know, we're
that,
just
that was almost like a little kind of a slap in the face, though. We set those reveals, come back, and then by
there's
the time
–
yeah, but before we actually go back out, there's already pictures of turkeys.
Turkeys in there,
on the reveal.
That's what's good about them, though. Like, you can see what's there, and I guess and bad, too. You can see
Kevin
all of
that.
Your missed opportunities.
Yeah. What was in the last podcast.
Exactly.
Because I hate them, because every time I do something, I didn't sit this blind. That's where I get a pitch that minute. I'm sitting in the other blind. You know?
Well, that's how you got your guy last year, right? Wasn't it? Oh, it wasn't the camera. You saw it, and that's you moved.
I'm telling
spots
you, like,
to get there.
Like, I get so mad when stupid things happen. Like, you know, I mean, we're at an airport. Obviously, people are going to have planes and stuff, but somebody came in a helicopter, like, right over me during hunting season. I have a gun.
I had that happen to me.
And then, so what did I do? I moved and I shot an 8-point. And then what happened? That was the you were with me with that turkey. How mad was I with that guy walking all over the property? And I'm just – all I want to do is punch this guy. And I'm like, come on. Like, I don't even want to hunt. I go, hunt's ruined. And that's when that was my first turkey that night.
That's how it goes.
45 minutes later, I shot at that thing.
That's how it always goes. It's just you don't know what's going to happen.
Yeah.
And you can't let anything mess you up because you just don't know how the animal's going to react, period. So, in that case, the turkey still came in. They didn't give a crap. You know, like, today we were playing around the last 2 days with ghost blinds, and they're incredible. I mean, like, the idea that you can look at it, it's like a chameleon, and you're gone.
It
like
is
everything
really impressive.
It's a really interesting concept that it's been around a long time. Like, we only got it because we started working with Shadow Hunter, and Shadow Hunter owns ghost blinds. So, it's the only reason we even know. I didn't even know
we've always wanted to try it out, but we didn't, like.
Yeah, but I didn't know they're still around. It's been so long.
Yeah.
I didn't realize that.
Yeah, I didn't know they were still being made. I've seen them a few years ago. I thought they were really cool.
I'm excited about this because I feel like it's a wide open west for us to play with this and get you guys more content with them. And hopefully, you know, everybody considers buying one because, honestly, the price is right for that thing to have
it
that
is,
option.
But let's be honest, Dave. You're never going to sit in.
Me?
Yeah.
Oh, no, I'm sitting in one. I already I've taken one home.
Your Mr. Buddy blind isn't going to keep
it. No, that's a good point. You'd have to flip the reflective side around.
See, I would use it for cold times.
Yeah.
When it's, you know, after you guys left or something, I come back on Thanksgiving, and it's super.
Not me.
And that's when I move around, right? That's when I'm, like, hiding under trees or laying on my belly for 4 hours.
Yeah, you could do that. You could just lay on your belly and lay it on top of you and not
you could, dude, instead I'm of like you. I mean, would you come if you were like, to come here by the end of December, like every low hanging pine is gone because I take all the limbs off and I build like little blinds all over the place.
Oh my gosh, dude. Like how do you stay but seriously, how do you stay warm doing that?
You don't.
I would die.
I do it all for the chance of you know, the big guy. I only do it a couple times a year. And it's like this close every time. It's crazy. Like last year I did it when I was on my stomach.
Yeah.
And I mean, I was there 3 hours. I'm like, this sucks. All of a sudden it's 8 point running straight towards me. I'm like, awesome. And I mean, he never stopped. And then all of a sudden I'm like, he's got to turn. And he just goes, boom. I'm like,
God.
Another missed opportunity.
So many.
Like, I don't want to shoot something straight on. Yeah. I'm not.
Well, we got a lot of work out of us this summer here to get this.
Yeah, they're putting a fence up here, and it's they're basically
taking our field away.
The whole airport will now be fenced, and we can't hunt in the inside of the fence. There'll be nothing in it, so we have to hunt in the woods on the opposite side, which is fine, but just the whole the problem is going to take a year.
What really changes it is that the deer came because the field was farmed, right? They have a crop on there, and the deer love to eat it, and all that stuff. So we're going to have to rethink a lot of things this year. But I'm excited for the challenge. I've seen what if you can spend the time and work on your property and put the right, you know, food plots in and pick the right spots, I can see what it can do. I mean, you can improve the property tenfold, you know, from the deer that you've been seeing. So I'm a little bit excited to see what we can do with this year. But it's all about time. Are we going to have the time to do it? You know, we'll see. Time will tell.
Put them kids to work.
Yeah, well, all right, that's it, guys. That was turkey season 2021 out, nothing here. Actually, Isaac did get a turkey, so I shouldn't say that no one got a turkey. Not here.
Not this weekend.
He did get one at home, so congratulations, Isaac. That's great.
You're the big wiener.
You're the winner. Winner.
Turkeys.
So anyways, thanks for tuning in, guys. We'll see you soon when we're back out of here on Zoom. And again, if you forgot, the live broadcast will take place again in August, I should say. We're going to still continue our summer break with that. And what that means is we can kind of be flexible on our podcast and record all weird days. So it kind of makes it easy for guests. And we're trying to get a lot more guests for you guys. That's something we're working on now. And I think it'll be cool. It's always fun to have guests on because then you get to hear other stories, you know. I mean, we tell our stories a lot, and some of the things I've said two or three times in the podcast in the past. If you listen to old ones, you might remember them. So it's nice to bring in new people that have totally new experiences to share, and then, you know.
It's fun for us because we get new content, but it's fun for you because you get content as well.
Yeah.
I mean, it gets, you know, there are certain times of the year where there's, you know, it's a struggle to find topics sometimes. So.
Yeah, especially this
time of year.
Well,
I think we're all excited about that.
It gets boring, and that's why I like doing it live at the turkey camp because it's actually what's happening right now, and that changes a lot of things. So.
Agreed.
Anyway, all right, we'll see you guys. Thanks for listening. Take care.
Oh, you're so welcome. Too bad there's not a 40 mile an hour wind right now.
Looks like you need a vacation. Enter the 5-Hour Energy Where Will the Tide Take You sweepstakes. You could win a $10,000 dream beach vacation. Imagine jet setting off to a tropical paradise. Having fun in the sun or diving at a gorgeous reef. It's up to you. No purchase necessary. Go to 5hetide.com for official rules and to enter. That's 5hetide.com. Enter today. Ends June 30th, 2024.
If you own a vehicle with less than 200,000 miles and have an auto warranty about to expire or no warranty coverage at all, listen up. CarShield has a low-cost, month-to-month vehicle protection plan that covers more parts than ever. Visit carshield.com/audio to find out how you could pay almost nothing for covered auto repairs. Drivers who activate this vehicle protection today will also receive free roadside assistance, free towing, and car rental options at no additional cost. Get your free quote today at carshield.com/audio. That's carshield.com/audio.